Today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms will be presented in Arabic and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olasiz or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Thai, and Spanish. تحياتنا مشاهدينا طيبين القلب، أهلا بكم في برنامج رحلة من خلال العوالم الجمالية على شاشة التلفاز كبيرة المعلمات. يسرنا اليوم أن نجلب لكم الجزء الأول من الرحلة الاستكشافية الثقافية ذات الجزئين إلى الأرض الجميلة فلسطين. هناك سوف نقابل سيدة روحانية والمرحبة بنا، وهي مها السقا، مؤسسة ومديرة مركز الأرث الفلسطيني في بيت لحم.
Thank you very much. I'm happy and welcome to Palestine, welcome to Bethlehem, and welcome to the Palestinian Heritage Center.
I am Maha Saka, the director of the Palestinian Heritage Center in Bethlehem. I start with this work since 1991 to preserve and to promote our culture and heritage and to show that this land is belong to people, is not land without people. I make many research and I took my knowledge from the people themselves. It means I took the truth. I start this work when I saw that our people, they know nothing about their culture and to be proud about their culture.
السيدة مها السقا أظهرت لنا الجوار وشرحت لنا بالتفصيل الإرث المذهل والثقافي وراء المواضيع المتنوعة في مركزها، وقدمت أولا مجموعتها من المواد المصنوعة منزليا.
I collect all those household items and the agriculture pieces here to keep it for the new generation to keep and for them and to let them keep it in their mind. That's why I think I have many, many, many nice pieces here. And this is for agriculture, how we make the wheat here also, and this piece too. And this piece is very, very important, how they crush the wheat on the ground here. And it's very old and rare piece.
لقد استمتعنا في وضع المنوال القديم في ركن غرفة العرض.
And we have here a very nice piece. It's the loom. How we weave the old pieces here. This is very old. It's more than 80 years old. And we have many factories in Palestine to weave the material, and we make this piece here in the center just to show it for the new generation how we have many factories in Palestine, in Safa, El Majdal, and in Bethlehem too. We have the same machine like this one.
وفي الطرف للغرفة خيمة مزينة بإتقان حصلت على اهتمامنا.
This is the Bedouin tent here. The head of the family, he sit in the middle there, and who make the poetry sit beside him, and the great man also. Here they discuss any matter they like to talk about it. This part for the men, and this part for the woman here. You can see completely different how they sit here and they put the baby here and they carry this on their back when they are working in the field, And also they can hang it on the tree when they have work too. Then we put the wheat here and we crush it like this. And this is for the water. And this is another bed, how we also put the baby here. And we move it like this. And the most important in the tent, how we serve the coffee. We serve the coffee for the guest. And if he don't want more coffee, he shake the cup like this, it means enough. And you must just drink the first and the second. But if you drink the third, it means that you are part of the family. And also we have, this is for the bride here. They took the bride from village to village. They carry the bride with her things. And she sits here like this. They carry all of these with her things to the groom for the other village or town. It's very old piece also. And we have here what this is on her as a bride. This is for Hebron villages. It's very rare and it's very nice piece also.
ما هي عادات المستشفى؟ بعد هذه الرسائل الموجزة سوف نتعلم مزيدا حول التقاليد الفلسطينية للزفاف. الرجاء ابقوا معنا إلى شاشة تلفاز كبيرة المعلمات. مرحبا بعودتكم إلى برنامج رحلة من خلال العوالم الجمالية على شاشة تلفاز كبيرة المعلمات. كما نكمل زيارتنا إلى مركز الإرث الفلسطيني في بيت لحم فلسطين مع السيدة مها السقة مؤسسته ومديرة المركز.
This nice room I like it very much because all those nice dresses we rented for the bride the day before her wedding. In this way we make link between the past and the future and we keep the culture alive. Many bride come summer after summer they came here more than the last year. They feel that if they use this it means that they have roots in this land and to let their children know more about their grandmother dress and to keep the culture alive here. You can see many brides here, they wear the wedding dress like here. You can see here, the bride come here and rent the dress here. And when the bride come here, I rent for her these two things, like before, it makes it glimmering behind her like the light. And it's very beautiful too. And here you can see how they wear it with complete design. The hat is the part of the dowry. It's full of gold and silver. And there is a very special necklace here. It's full of silver also. This dress is exactly, we imitate the old pieces. And it's exactly like my grandmother wear it. And the bride come here. And she took pictures here. In this way, we make link between the dress and the furniture. Then the bride keep the pictures for her daughter, and her daughter will keep it from generation to generation. I'm so happy with this work because in this way we keep the culture alive.
المناديل الجميلة هي جزء من المجموعة المميزة للمركز.
And here we have the shawl like this. And wear this now. And we can make it different way. One color or many colors. And we make the kufiyeh also with embroidery to make it feminine more.
السيدة مها السقة أظهرت لنا مجموعتها من التطريز الفلسطيني التقليدي.
This section we have more than 40 women. They are working in the center by embroidery because this is the only work they can do it in their house between their children. We have many, many items here to do. First, we make the blouse with embroidery like this. And here we have many other items like this one or this one here and that one here, yes, and this is very beautiful too.
من بين العديد من التصاميم الجميلة القليل منها ثمين جدا.
This is very old cushions here and very old design. The woman she did this cushions, she's more than 75 or 80 years old. And I let the whole family learn from the grandmother how to do this work. And I make first one course, and now I will make another course to teach more people. In this way, we keep the old stitches alive. Because there's a few people, they know about those. And this is very hard to do it, but if we learn it or if we teach it, it's very easy. This is celebration for a special wedding here. In many colors here, like this color too. We can hang it. This is another kind of stitches. This is the chest of the bride dress for Bethlehem also. We make it as a small cushions. You can make it as a small cushions or you can hang it on the wall. We have many design here. And we have very nice pillow, like this one. I imitate the old design. This is very famous design. It's the Star of Bethlehem with 8 heads here. And we keep exactly the color of the thread and the design.
ناقشت السيدة مها السقة الدلالة الثقافية لنجمة بيت لحم.
The Star of Bethlehem, there is a very big meaning for this because this is the Canaanite star. And you can see this star in most dresses in Palestine. That's why in any piece you can see the star in different way. Here you can see the star and here you can see the star. Also the same star. And here you can see the star. In the wedding, you can see also the star. Yani we put the star in most of our pieces. And also you can see the star here. Look how nice the color. Also we make very nice bags, small and big here. Also you can see the Star of Bethlehem. This is the blouse here. Here you can see the star also here. And in this one too. And here on our bags,
see the bands like this here. And you can see different bags with different designs. This one too here.
يا لها من مجموعة ثمينة ونفيسة. الحرفة الفلسطينية هي حقا جزء لا يمكن فصله عن العديد من سنوات الإرث الفلسطيني.
للمزيد من المعلومات الرجاء زور الموقع الإلكتروني التالي www.palestinianheritagecenter.com.
شكرا لكم على كونكم معنا اليوم في برنامج رحلة من خلال العوالم الجمالية على شاشة التلفاز كبيرة المعلمات. سوف نكمل مع الجزء الثاني والأخير من عرضنا عن مركز الإرث الفلسطيني يوم الثلاثاء القادم. يأتي تاليا برنامج التغذية النباتية الأسلوب النبيل للعيش بعد نشرة أخبار جديرة بالذكر، لعل حياتك المتذبذبة تكون مزينة بالتقاليد الثقافية. Thank you for being with us today on a journey through aesthetic realms on Supreme Master Television. We will continue with the second and final part of our show on the Palestinian Heritage Center next Tuesday. Up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. After, Noteworthy News. May your vibrant life be adorned by wonderful cultural traditions.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.